We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
You know what I love is when somebody like says to me, what a shame Kaepernick doesn't have a job and he can be a capable backup. Big O, who would you rather have, Matt Moore or Kaepernick as a backup? See, the problem, some of you have to understand this. Colin Kaepernick can outrun Adam Gase's offense. He's not good enough for that. You do realize that, right? You do know that Colin Kaepernick is not the quarterback that sits in the pocket and tries to go through three or four progressions. He's the guy you cut half the field for. I mean, do you need me to say it? His IQ for football is not nearly as high as people like Tom Brady. He can't do those things. That's not who he is. So Colin Kaepernick doesn't fit maybe 60%, 70% of the offenses in football anyway. So they don't bother to look at him. The Dolphins can't even look at Colin Kaepernick. What's Adam Gase going to do? Ryan Tannehill gets injured and then he has to change the offense for your backup? Because that's what you have to do. You can't sign Colin Kaepernick in New England. You can't sign him with the New York Giants. You can't sign him in Tampa Bay. If you run a pro-style offense, like in New Orleans, you can't sign Colin Kaepernick. Now, if your offense requires movement back there where you're doing some boots and waggles and you're moving them to one side and cutting the field in half and giving them two options, then you're better off. In Seattle, they kind of run that offense because they've got a running quarterback, even though I think that Russell Wilson, IQ-wise, is still at another level than Colin Kaepernick, but you don't have to tailor too much of the offense or change it too much from what you're doing with Russell with what you're doing with Colin Kaepernick. So there's a lot of offenses in the NFL, they can't even use the guy. Nobody wants to. Your backup has to be practicing under the same system as your starter. Colin Kaepernick is not that kind of guy. He's not your classic drop-back quarterback. He's the guy that's going to make one read and run, or you're going to roll him out one area, left or right. You're going to give him two options, and he's going to choose. And if those two options aren't there, he runs it. Or he hands off the ball. That's what you do with a guy like that. So unless you have that kind of offense, i.e. Tennessee, i.e. Seattle, you don't need Colin Kaepernick. So some of you need to understand that. He doesn't also have a job because he doesn't fit a lot of offenses. He has a certain skill set, and you have to tailor your offense to that skill set. Colin Kaepernick is useless in Atlanta as a backup because he can't do the things Matt Ryan does. He's useless in Dallas because he can't do what Dak Prescott does. Dak Prescott is a drop-back quarterback. You can't use him in Pittsburgh because he doesn't run the offense that Ben Roethlisberger runs. And so if any of these aforementioned quarterbacks get injured, then you've got to change the offense for your backup quarterback. Do you think that the offensive coordinator and the head coach in the middle of a season or a game, let's say your quarterback gets injured in the third quarter, what are you doing for the next two quarters? Oh, well, listen, guys, we're bringing in Colin. He can't run 80% of the offense, so we're going to dumb it down. What the hell is that? All right. One guy goes, Kaepernick can run an offense. Jim Harbaugh, didn't he run a pro-style offense? No, sir, not under Colin Kaepernick. He didn't. He did a lot of running, a lot of throwing on boots and waggles and things like that. No, it's not a pro-style offense. He didn't have a pro-style quarterback. How could he run a pro-style offense? Colin Kaepernick is not a pro-style quarterback. Look, I get it. Some of you out there, you really don't understand the game. You kind of watch it, and you think everything's the same, and it's just not. There are linebackers that you can only have on the field for two downs. There are some you can have for three downs. There are running backs that can only be on the field for two downs. Some can be on the field for three and four downs. Different guys. That's just the way it is in sports. You have some offensive linemen that are road graders. You have some guys that are pass protectors. And you have some guys that can actually thrive in both. You have pass-catching tight ends, and you have blocking tight ends. And once in a while, you'll run into a tight end that can actually do both. That's how it is in the NFL. That's how it is in that sport. So I told you guys this a long time ago. Half the teams are thrown out with Colin Kaepernick. The other half can look at him, and there's a quarter of them that really don't need him. So there's about another quarter that can use him. That's about eight teams. And out of those eight, there's only a couple that may have an opportunity and may think about using a Colin Kaepernick. He doesn't really have a lot of options. So besides a distraction, which is what he is, he's also limited. So it has nothing to do with that. So I would rather have Matt Moore over Colin Kaepernick in this offense every day of the week and twice on Sundays. Because Colin Kaepernick is not a pocket passer. All right, 567-0560, that's toll-free in Dade and Broward and pound 560. If you're driving around with that cell phone in your hand, the plumbers911.com text line, it's 56022. And you can reach out to us also on Twitter, at Big O Show. Remember, no tweeting and no texting while you're driving, okay? So we've talked about this farce of a situation with the Marlins. Hey, no text today about the win yesterday with the Marlins that Don Mattingly deserves some praise for getting them seven games under 500? I mean, what the hell's the difference, five or seven games? Just wondering, I haven't gotten any of those texts. I usually get a text or two, you know, when they were five games under 500. They're seven now. Get jacked, baby. O.J. Simpson's parole hearing will be covered and live on TV on Thursday. Don't we love train wrecks in this country? Because, I mean, you talk about a train wreck. That is my man O.J. Simpson right there. And here's the best part about this train wreck. You can actually bet on this. Bovada has a line on O.J. Simpson. Now, he's favored to get out. So you bet 270, you win 100. Now, if he's denied parole and you're betting for that, you'll bet $100 and you'll win $180 if he's denied parole. How awesome is that?
It's sad.
I know. But that's our country, man. I mean, come on. Lero, did you finally get the ratings for the big three on week four?
No, not yet. Still waiting for the ratings to come out.
Still busy with that sandwich, is what you're saying.
The 40-minute sandwich, yeah.
Okay.
Forever, man.
Love it. Big three ratings. We're waiting for the latest one. Listen to this. They had 398,000 people watching it the first week. That's the only week I watched it. After that, that's all I needed. Second week, it went down to 234,000. Third week, it was at 129,000. They're going to have to tweak this big time. And I told you, the only way I think it may have a shot is if you start getting younger people and people that are like N1 players, Drew League players, Rucker Park, that kind of stuff. Those guys that probably had maybe a little bit of a shady past, didn't go to school or whatever, for some whatever reason, they did not go to college, did not get to play basketball at a higher level, even though there's a lot of guys in this country that are enough screw-ups that they don't get to that point to showcase their skills, and they're playing in parks all over the country. Get those kind of guys. With social media and everything, you could try to make them characters, and then people can start to get to know them and identify, and then you can mix in some NBA players. Recently retired, maybe guys that are just not good enough to be in the NBA, but they're really young and they're still pretty good players in their own right because, hey, if you could at least get an NBA workout, you're a pretty good athlete. So maybe that'll help you in the big three. But to watch a bunch of these old ass, run down, broken down NBA players, come on, man. Please. I love it. These clowns go to these games, and they actually think they're going to see Allen Iverson with a crossover. And they think they're going to go see the old AI. And then when they find out he's just old and he can't play, I saw that video this week where he put out on social media, my doctors told me that it's best for me not to play. Of course it's best for you not to play. You're a 45-year-old fart. You have no business being on the court anymore. What a freaking joke. Anyway. Who gives a flying F about OJ and his parole hearing? Who is actually going to watch that? That's what Greg B. says. Greg B., people will watch that, dude.
A lot of people.
Yes. A lot more will watch. How about this? 398,000, 234,000, and 129,000 the first 3 weeks of the big three. More people will watch OJ than all three of those weeks combined. Oh, people will watch this. Guaranteed. It's a train wreck. Anything that has to do with a train wreck, we want all part of it. Now, there's a bunch of mortgage companies out there that they're absolute train wrecks to deal with. And maybe at the moment, you are dealing with a train wreck out there of a mortgage company and you're frustrated. You're frustrated about the process. It's taken too long. Or you're getting the runaround. Or you've been declined. And you're going, what's going on here? Call Choice Mortgage Bank. Call Michael Codsey at 561-441-2730. Stop dealing with that train wreck that is those mortgage companies out there. Deal with a company that's been at this for 23 years now. Hey, they survived that recent mortgage crisis we had and led a lot of people through some tough times into much better times. And folks, we can still get you into a fixed mortgage rate under 3.5%. And they do it all. Wholesale, conventional, residential loans, condo loans, reverse mortgages, jumbo loans, FHA, VA loans. Call them right now for a free qualification and consultation. And tell them that Big O sent you. 561-441-2730. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender and MLS 166254. It's Choice Mortgage Bank. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Be listening tomorrow morning between 8 and 8:30 to The Joe Rose Show for your chance to win 100-level seats to El Clasico Miami match between Real Madrid and Barcelona. Be listening between 8 and 8:30 tomorrow morning on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
Richard Branson is 67 today. What do you think, Kat? What does Richard Branson and this song have in common?
Does he make you feel like a virgin?
Do you know who Richard Branson is?
Sure.
No, you don't. How about you, Lero? Did you Google it already?
Yeah, I Googled it. It's a blonde hair guy.
And what does he own?
That narrows it down.
He owns Virgin Group Airlines.
There you go.
Oh, not Virgin Islands?
No, not the Virgin Islands, just the Virgin Airlines. So we play Like a Virgin just for him. I couldn't think of another song that had virgin in it for him. It was the only one I knew. I'm sure there's a song that mentions virgin, but not like this, right? Do we have another one? Another famous song with virgin in it, in the title? Can you come up with one? Can't think of another. So hard to come up with that. All right, 5670560. That's toll-free in Dade and Broward and pound 560. If you're driving around with that cell phone in your hand, the plumbers911.com text line, it's 56022, and you can reach out to us on Twitter, at Big O Show. Remember, no tweeting and no texting while you're driving. How about this? Some of you out there are going to get suckered, right? You're going to buy Mayweather-McGregor, aren't you? And we've talked about this over and over again. At least for me, I know that this fight is going to be an absolute farce. It's going to be a complete joke. But again, some of you will not be that smart and you'll buy it and you'll spend it because some of you actually think it's going to be a fight. Some of you are really blinded by you're a big MMA fan. So you want Conor McGregor to win so badly that you're convincing yourself that he has a puncher's chance and all that garbage. Jesse Vargas, who's a former welterweight champion and was a hell of a fighter in his own right, he was actually caught on audio. A reporter was following him around, and it looked like he was with a friend of his that's either a trainer or somebody related to him. And they were talking about McGregor and Mayweather. And not only were they talking about that, but you got to hear what he heard through the grapevine in boxing on what happened to McGregor while he was sparring.
Conor McGregor used to wrestling. He used to set up like 2 or 3 seconds and take it out to the count.
And this guy got knocked out in sparring already, man.
He got knocked out in sparring? He got knocked out in sparring?
Yeah.
Wow. No way.
Yeah, man, I mean, the boxing world is small, so it's a small circle.
Uh-oh.
If he got knocked out in sparring, 14-ounce gloves, imagine 8-ounce gloves, 2-ounce gloves. Different story.
I heard that they tried Brandon Reels, but Brandon Reels knocked him out, so they had to push him away.
All right, I lost. I am having trouble with my headset right now, and I'm having trouble hearing. Let me see if I can pick it up now. No, I don't know what the hell is going on now with the connection here, but I am having trouble. Let me see here. All right, no, I'm still not hearing myself, unfortunately. Good idea. Maybe it's not, all right, there we go. That's working a lot better. Thank you, Lero. So apparently this jack is not working. Was it struggling for Hawk 2 or something? Did Hawk have issues with this also? Wow, this one's loud as hell. Ooh, somebody's deaf. Man. All right, here we go. Now I can hear myself. All right, now we got it. So you heard there in the exchange that he heard through the grapevine that Conor got knocked out by his sparring partner. And for those of you out there that think he has a shot, Mayweather is going to tattoo him for 12 rounds. It might be worth buying just to laugh at McGregor. I mean, if you want to laugh at somebody that it's going to look like absolutely helpless for 12 rounds, it could be Conor McGregor. I mean, that, if you want to watch it for entertainment purposes, there you go. If you want to feed them the money, I know I'm not. And there's no way I would pay a dime for that farce. But he is going to get schooled like he's never been schooled before. The good thing for Conor is it doesn't affect his record. And as for Mayweather, It's going to be kind of like the home run, what's it called, title. I still consider Hank Aaron the all-time home run leader. I don't consider A-Rod the guy or Bonds or any of these guys that have either passed Roger Maris in a season or passed Hank Aaron's total or anything along those lines. I don't look at them at all. I don't look at McGuire. I have no respect for McGuire. I have no respect for Sosa, Bonds. Who's the other clown that I'm missing in this group? A-Rod. I have no respect for what they in their power numbers whatsoever. I still look at the other guys as the all-time home run king, season, career, all of that. And that's how I'm going to look at Mayweather. You're still 49-0 in my book. You're not 50-0 because you fought an exhibition for your 50th match. You didn't even fight a real boxer to get that 50th win. You fought some clown trying to learn how to box in 2 months. And McGregor's a clown. Make no mistake about that. I have no respect for what he's doing here. All he's doing is ripping off the public because he knows he's going to get thoroughly embarrassed. Larry, what do you got for me?
Yeah, another way to look at this. What motivation is there for Mayweather to win? Because if he takes a, quote, lucky punch, the rematch is worth another $100 million to him. What would you do for an extra $100 million?
He's fighting for 50-0, sir. He wants that perfect record. He's not there for the rematch.
Well, I just if it happens, I'm just going to have a lot of questions about it. How's that?
Well,
if he gets knocked out by some lucky punch.
Yes, you could question it all you want, but there is no shot that it's going to happen, Larry. There's no way that he gets knocked out. He's too slow to catch up to Mayweather. MMA fighters do not box. Understand that. They punch. They don't box. Boxers are using their legs and their arms and their hands to be effective. MMA fighters don't need to dance. They stand in the middle of the ring, and they're trying to punch and kick and use elbows and forearms and everything that they can hit you with. In boxing, it's different. It is a sweet science. And that man has mastered what the sweet science is all about. Hit someone, but don't get hit. And he's a master at that. And so for that last caller, Larry or anybody else, if he's all of a sudden now decided to get hit, I don't think so, dude. I don't think so. I give him credit for this. He's a very intelligent fighter. And one of the things that he probably sees now in this world is CTE and things like that. I don't think he wants to stand there and take a couple of blows from McGregor and take unnecessary shots because he wants to bring on a rematch. Especially a guy that has been his entire career protecting that record and being as calculated as he has been in setting up one opponent after another after another. He has been calculating in order to get to 49-0. So all of a sudden, he's going to get irresponsible and not hit the 50-0 mark, something that nobody else has done? I doubt that. Because if I'm correct, right, it was Rocky Marciano, 49-0. Well, nobody's gone 50-0. And to him, this is 50-0. And he's doing something that's never been done in boxing. So he wants to be known as the money man. He wants to be known as the guy that's undefeated. He wants to be known as the guy that went 50-0. Mayweather wants that kind of stuff. That's important to him. So I just don't see him losing in this fight or giving this fight away because the rematch could mean that much more. That to me doesn't make any sense considering the way he's carried himself throughout his career. when you see, we were talking about the Colin Kaepernick thing, and Marlon Wayans went after Michael Vick for telling him that he should, you know, cut his hair. I had a guy on, and you tell me, okay? Let me see if I can find the tweet now, because now I lost it. Figures, right? I want to talk about it, and so I end up losing it. Here we go, okay? This is the text I get, the tweet I get. Not an expert in cornrows, but isn't scumbag Kaepernick with the fro going for a militant Black Panther look? What do you think is wrong with that, listener? You know what I sent him back? I said, sounds to me like you got some issues, dude. Because I can already see you. You've already made all kinds of labels for a guy just because of his hair. What were you going to say, Kat? Oh, okay. I mean, we're talking about Michael Vick giving some bad advice on the whole thing. And then we get Mr. Racism chiming in on his comments on Kaepernick. I love that. And he probably doesn't even think that that comment is racist at all. Gotta love it, man. Some of you out there, some of you out there need a little help. You really do. After announcing yesterday that Jarvis Landry would be an analyst on NFL Live Now, ESPN tells me Landry missed a flight today and won't appear. Hey, it happens. Hey, listen, ESPN can fire him. They're kind of used to doing that anyways, as it is. Right? It is what it is. Let's take a break. Back with more and the final segment right here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Radio.com. Radio. Radio. Radio.com. Hey, I do want to remind you that the show is proudly brought to you by Craig Zins. Acura Pembroke Pines will be there this Friday, broadcasting live out there, so come on out and join us at 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 and Pines, and you can get a great deal going on right now in the Summer Performance Sales Event. 2017 models like the ILX, it's only $157. The TLX, a V6, $337. While they last, of course, the RDX is $237, the MDX $357, and the RLX is $507. And I tell you to take advantage, because they're trying to make space for the 2018 models, and the TLX is in right now, 2018, $297 a month, folks, and you can still get $10,000 off the original MSRP on the 2017 TLX, again, at 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 and Pines. Finest dealership in the business, baby. It is Craig Zins, Acura of Pembroke Pines. All right, let's go to the phones. 567-0560. That's toll-free in Dayton, Broward, and pound 560. If you're driving around with that cell phone in your hand, the plumbers911.com text line, it's 56022. And you can reach out to us also on Twitter, at Big O Show. Let's go to Dave. Dave, what's up?
How you doing, Big O?
Very good, my friend. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I was listening earlier to your comments on the Mike Vick advice to Colin Kaepernick. You said it was bad advice. Why is that?
Because hair has nothing to do why he doesn't have a job. It's more about him being a distraction and not being a quality player at the moment that people think that he's a difference maker. That's why. It's not because of his haircut. And it was dumb by Michael Vick to suggest that, because Michael Vick was getting a job and he had cornrows. And lots of people don't like cornrows. Lots of people may not like long hair or a mohawk or a fro. But, hey, listen. To me, a haircut has nothing to do with who you are as an individual. If you're judging somebody because they've got a fro, then I feel sorry for you, dude. Like that other guy that sent in that tweet to me that, oh, he's trying to look like a black militant. What the hell is that? It's just an afro.
Yeah, you got a point. But you know what? I was just thinking, why not tell somebody to look formidable? He's a free agent. He's going to interview for a job. He might be meeting with plenty of teams. We see people on the streets with long hair and beards. We call them bums. What's up with that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why the people that do that, well, then you're a loser. That's all. If you look at somebody with a beard and long hair and you call them a loser, you're the loser. That's all. Why is that person a bad person because they've got a beard and long hair? What the hell does that have to do with anything? They could be a great, great individual. They could be doing great community work and contributing to our society, and whatever. Why? Because they've got long hair? Hell, I think the guy that we played that song for, Richard Branson, I think he's got like long, like silverish hair or something like that. Which again, I don't care the color either. So I'm supposed to look down on Colin Kaepernick because he's got a fro? I got a 6-foot poster in the studio in my house of Dr. J. You tell me Dr. J looks bad with that fro. Again, you know what I say about haircuts? I don't look down on cornrows like some people do. I don't look down on any kind of haircut. If a haircut looks good on you, Cap looks good with the fro. It's a good look for him. Could I wear it? No. I probably won't look good. Some people, you got dreads. Oh, you got to be a stoner. So is that what you're saying about Jenny Crowder? Because I look at his dreads and I go, man, they look badass. They look really cool on him. It won't look good on me, but it looks good on him. I got long hair. Probably won't look good on Channing. I don't know. I mean, it all depends, man. It's who you are. Some women can rock a really short haircut, nearly bald, like Amber Rose. And Amber looks beautiful. She looks great with that. Now, most women can't pull it off like Amber Rose or Annie Lennox. Some women, if they cut their hair that short or practically bald, they'll look horrible. Right? Look at her face right now. Kat just put that face like, ugh.
I'm petrified of what I would look like with hair like that.
But how does Amber Rose look?
I don't know. She rocks it.
How does Annie Lennox from the Eurythmics look?
I don't know who that is.
Exactly.
Was that Sinead O'Connor? That was the other one?
Shinehead kind of looks weird. She looks weird. Shinehead looks kind of like a psycho. She didn't really, it didn't look good on her. Britney Spears. She looked horrible with it.
Okay, but that was different.
Okay, but when she shaved it.
She had a mental breakdown and like shaved off her hair in different pieces and whatnot. It wasn't like a professional
haircut. But my point is, it didn't look good on her. Amber Rose looks fantastic with a bald head. Annie Lennox, for those of us that are old enough, she pulls it off. It's the same thing. Why would you judge somebody because of their haircut? So you judge them also because of, I don't know, they're unshaven or something? They've got to be a bad person? I'm just not into that, man.
They must be Yankee fans.
Nice. Since they shave everything there with the Yankees, they want you with that clean cut look. I've never understood that. And again, Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job because he's a bigger distraction than he is a player. It's that simple. We had a little bit of that conversation already on the air. I don't believe in that kind of stuff in sports. In sports, they only care about one thing. Can you help me win? That's it. That's all they care about. They don't care how you look. They don't care if you got a bowl cut or they got... What's the name of that rooster cut that they're doing nowadays?
The faux hawk? Oh, with the faux hawk? No, with the blonde on top, like the Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry?
Yeah.
It's some kind of name. I'm not sure. I'll look it up.
Yeah. I mean, you want a ridiculous haircut? For me, That kid from the Atlanta Hawks that's got that gold thing on his head. I forgot his name now. I think that haircut looks ridiculous on him. Maybe somebody else can pull it off, but he's not pulling it off. I forgot the name of the kid, but it looks horrible. It's a ridiculous haircut. Now, I'm not judging the person. I'm just saying the haircut looks bad. See, there's a difference. When you get that guy and send in that tweet about looking militant and all that crap, you could tell that that guy's got a racist bone in his body. Now, if you just say, I don't like that haircut on that person, it's not a racist thing. You're just putting out an opinion on it. Just like if that red shirt doesn't look good on you, or a black one, or a purple one, or a yellow one, or a green one, whatever. I have long hair, and I do see how people treat me different when I have short hair. Yeah. And that's because those people, there's something bothering them. There's something about them that I don't know what you want to call it, because I can't call it racist. But there's a bias, right? They've already got a bias in there. Oh, you're long hair? Oh, you must be a drug addict. You must be a biker. You must be trouble. You must be a thief. Whatever. You must be a bum. Oh, you got cornrows. Oh, you got to be a street thug. Oh, you got dreads? Oh, you got to be a pothead. Guaranteed. That's it. I mean, there are people like that. I'm not one of those guys that judges you by your looks or your color or your religion or your sex or your sexual orientation. And it's Dennis Schroeder. Thank you, sir, for sending that name in. That's right. So, is what it is. What do you got for me, my man? You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Big O? This is Mike out of Jacksonville. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Good.
Hey, listen, I'm African American, and a lot of people don't understand that even with Colin Kaepernick having the cornrows, the afro, if he takes the cornrows out, it will still be an afro. So it doesn't matter. It's like you said, he and Marlon Wayans said, you can't kneel down and not have the skills to kneel down. So
right.
I don't agree with the whole, this is afro, and Michael Vick was crazy for saying that. And that's all I want to say, Big O. Like I said,
dude, bottom line is, can you rock it? And can you? Exactly. And Kaepernick rocks it, dude. It looks good on him.
And I've seen a lot of afros in my day, Big O. And his is actually one of the cleanest I've seen, so it can't be an afro.
And by the way, it looks to me like the afro's back anyway. So what's the big deal?
Yeah, like I said, I'm in Jacksonville on the north side, but a lot of these Jacksonville fans, and it's a lot of brothers out here. Like, I'm at the post office now, and there's a lot of brothers in here rocking the afro. I work at the post office.
Yeah.
There's a lot of brothers in here rocking the afro. So it's not the afro. It's just he's not, like you said, he's not one of the top 32 or top 16, as I heard earlier.
Right.
He's just not that player. You understand what I'm saying, Big O? Not right now.
And if he was, he would be already on a roster, guaranteed.
He would definitely be on a roster already.
No doubt.
If he could play right now still.
Thank you,
That's
my
all
man.
I gotta say, Big O. Love the show.
Appreciate it. We go to Ron on the all-night telethon. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Big O, how you doing, man?
Exceptional, my man. What do you got for us?
I miss you, the last bit of your show on Saturday on the satellite.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about Jarvis Landry's contract situation. I just wanted to get speaking with about Jarvis Landry's situation.
Might have been Armando Salguero that I was talking
right,
to.
It was Armando. It was.
Yes.
I just missed it. I just wanted to catch the little tidbit of what you said.
Well, basically what Armando was kind of, saying is that this is a problem. If they have not offered him a deal at this point, then maybe they're waiting to see how everything develops this year and what develops with Devontae Parker, because they've got him under control for this year and they can tag him for next year. But if Parker balls out this year, the Dolphins are in a dilemma. Think about this, Ron. How many teams in the NFL pay three starting wide receivers big money? Almost nobody does that,
right?
Because the cap does not allow you to do that kind of stuff. So if you give Landry that money And a year later, you start thinking about Parker. Now you're tied to Stills, Landry, and how do you give Parker that money? So if Parker does go out and balls out like he looks like he's about to this year and plays like a number one, then you've got a big problem on your hands because Parker is the guy that's legitimate talent that can be a number one. Landry will never be a number one wide receiver. He moves the chains. He's not a big-time scorer. That's why he averages 4 or 5 touchdowns. So maybe the Dolphins are going to milk this for the next 2 years while they wait to see what happens with Devontae Parker.
Thank you very, very much, Big O. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You got it. Appreciate it. I don't know if Jarvis Landry ends up here with the Dolphins on a long-term basis. Because think about it, Stills is big play, and if Devontae does develop over the next 2 years, then why would you sign Landry to a long-term contract? Not a lot of people do that. No team, I think, in the NFL has 3 starting type wide receivers making $8-9 million plus over. 3 guys. Julian Edelman is in the 7 range. All right, we thank Brady Papinga for joining us here on the program. Kat and Lero, as always, getting it done. We thank everybody that called in and tuned in. We love you for supporting the show, however it is you support the show. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, same bat channel. Have a great one. How many mics do I rip on the deli? Mini money, say me say many, many, many. How many mics do you rip on the deli? No portion of this program may be reproduced without the express written permission of WQAM and CBS Radio. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.